This podcast was recorded using Uber Conference by Dialpad.
Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. Today we're speaking with Zane Long. He is the Senior Vice President, Global Partner Sales for RingCentral. How are you doing today, Zane?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure, and we've got a lot to talk about, so we're going to jump right into it. But first, can you give our listeners a quick overview of RingCentral? I know you've been around for a while, and you're one of everybody's major competitors, but if you can give us a little overview, that'd be great.
Sure, and of course, good timing to talk about it. We always like to see the Gartner report come out, but RingCentral is a leader in UCaaS and contact center opportunities for our customers. Been in business now for over 12 years. Global is a big part of who RingCentral is today. Maybe we get a chance to talk about expansion internationally and what that means to RingCentral. And certainly here in 2020, we have, though a difficult year, RingCentral has had the opportunity to serve the greater good. A lot of companies out there looking for ways to be able to allow their employees to work from anywhere, forced out of the offices and back into home offices. And we're very proud to have been able to provide those companies an opportunity to continue to be productive in this and during this pandemic and these very difficult times.
As with many companies out there, expansion has been taking on many forms. And as a part of your expansion of sales and revenue, you've moved overseas and have struck up a deal with BT. And what's new about this recent expansion and expanded partnership? Maybe you could also bring in, I think you just had another announcement too about Vodafone. So maybe you could bring us up to speed on both of those.
Yeah, Don, you bet. So we've actually had a partnership with British Telecom for some time. But now, through this extended partnership, RingCentral Solutions will be the lead UCaaS and CCaaS offering for British Telecom across the SMB, mid-market, and enterprise segments, and along with public sector customers. During this pandemic, Don, businesses of all types and sizes, they need the ability to work from anywhere, like we talked about. And together with British Telecom, we're working together to help these businesses transition to more digital and remote ways of working so that they can maintain the business continuity.
And what's up with Vodafone?
So that, as mentioned, we just announced that, another terrific partnership. RingCentral, of course, we're a partner-oriented company, Don, right? Our growth is tied to the success of our partners. So we did just announce that relationship with Vodafone. Something to keep in mind, and they are the largest mobile and fixed network operator in Europe. Vodafone has more than 30 million business mobile customers. I had to say it slow because it's such a big number, and a large UCaaS install base. So we're excited about this relationship with Vodafone. It demonstrates by Vodafone wanting to partner with RingCentral and we partnering with Vodafone that you know, we still maintain a leadership in the UCaaS, CCaaS space globally. And this is, I think, a recognition of what RingCentral has to offer to our partner community.
Moving on, you're very channel-oriented. So what does this really mean for your channel partners?
So first of all, as we continue to add partners, I kind of look at it this way, be it competition or adding additional partners to our organization, which we do continually. Partners are always looking to join the RingCentral family. But what it means is really more awareness. If you think about large partners like this with that many customers and their customer base, gives an opportunity for customers to become more aware of UCaaS and contact center. And most importantly, more about RingCentral in the partnership with Vodafone. So we look at it as a way of stimulating the marketplace to really get customers to take an opportunity to look at what we have. We can certainly provide education to those customers so that when they're ready, they can make an educated buying decision.
Why is RingCentral taking a partnership approach? And how is that impacting your position with your competitors? You've got a lead in a number of these market segments, and I can imagine you're just making people pull their hair out.
Well, yeah, probably. You're right. I would say you're probably right there. I mentioned before, RingCentral is a partner-oriented company. We recognize the value of what partners can bring to this, to success, to a partnership, if you will. And that would include, by the way, the recent partnership announcements, Avaya, Atos, and Alcatel-Lucent. These are significant partners that also give us an opportunity to expand the global footprint, right? Avaya, of course, mostly North America, but they're also international with about 100 million seats. Atos, Germany focused, but Europe focused. But, you know, Germany is a huge market that we hadn't been in before, but we are now. And they have 40 million seats. Alcatel-Lucent, again, a big Europe opportunity for us to expand into Europe more significantly. They've got 40 million seats. So when you think about what we're doing and how we're working with partners around the world, we recognize, again, the value of these great partnerships of how we can win together.
Going back a little bit, you, I think back in June, you announced a new partner program. Can you share a little bit more about this and why it's important for your partners?
Yeah, so we have a tendency, by the way, if you're going to run a world-class partner program, you've really got to listen to what your partners are saying. And we do go out and survey and talk to our partners frequently and deeply. And part of the outcome was that our partners wanted to have greater access and control of the sales cycle. And they wanted a faster way of getting quotes to their customers. And so we launched a program called Ignite that gives our partners the opportunity to get a quote and get it to the customer very quickly. And once again, take advantage of our partners' ability to execute on the sales process. Now, that does not mean that our Channel Harmony program goes away. No, quite the contrary. They are concurrent. So a lot of our partners still utilize Channel Harmony, which is part of our collaborative way of working with our partner community to ensure there's the greatest opportunity for success in executing on the customers that are looking to use RingCentral for UCaaS or contact center. But this was an important change to really begin to expand and develop and listen carefully. And we're going to continue to do that, Don, right? We always are looking for creative ways, efficiencies, automation that create greater success for our partners and for RingCentral.
We're all going through this pandemic, and one thing that has come to the top shelf item for basically everybody trying to deal with this is video. And RingCentral has definitely been making some great strides in that space. Can you share some of the latest opportunities and latest product innovations with us?
Yeah, you bet. You know, in April, like you just mentioned, we did announce RingCentral Video, also known as RCV. And no question, this is redefining and raising the bar for online collaboration and meetings. In fact, Don, you might remember we held a video cast with you on RCV back in May. So thank you for being one of the early adopters.
I thought we were the first.
But, you know, this clearly we're very much about the product, right? We understand the product has to continue to evolve. We listen to customers to make sure that we understand what customers' demands are. And very quickly, this how we like to kind of describe RCV or RingCentral Video. You know, it's fast. This is a browser-based experience, so users don't have to download any applications to join. We've unified it, right? So capabilities include our business voice, our messaging, and fax. They're tightly integrated, so conversations can continue across all modes of communication without losing any context. It's open, so we leverage RingCentral's open platform. And more importantly, it's trusted. Security is a really key component of RCV. Our customers demand that they have security, state-of-the-art, high-availability infrastructure so that they can have a reliable meeting. And it's a fantastic product. So we've actually been a while since we've launched it, but we've seen obviously a tremendous amount of adoption, you can imagine, due to what we talked about earlier, the virtual nature of the world. And so we're excited about what this product is doing and can do for our customers.
We are finally, thank goodness, coming to the end of 2020. Can't wait. But that brings up a lot of anticipation for 2021. And what do you hear What are some of your thoughts? What do you think is going to happen in 2021?
Yeah, you know, I've had some isms, by the way, occasionally, you know, come up with different sayings to try to get the message across. But, you know, I'll say it this way. I used to say that UCaaS is not just a product of the decade, it's a product of the century, but now it becomes the product of necessity. And so pandemic has forever changed the workplace. You know, we'll all see eventually, you know, what happens in the percentage of people going back and working in offices, or what percentage of time they spend working remotely and working in the office. I think that what has been proven, though, is that productivity has not declined necessarily from working from anywhere. In some cases, feedback has been productivity has gone up. But these are the changes, and we're not likely going to go back to pre-COVID working from the office 90% or 100% of the time. And so we believe the momentum is still here. When you look at the market TAM, still $50 billion for UCaaS with about a 14% penetration, there's a lot of customers yet to make the transition from prem into the cloud and have the ability to really efficiently and perfectly use and utilize the work from anywhere environment. So that clearly is what will be continuing. That momentum, Don, will continue through 2021. It's still just very much in the beginning, because we've yet to see kind of the complete finish of people, you know, being not able to return to travel or return to their offices. And then one other quick thing I want to say on the virtual side of it, we also have experienced higher productivity by the utilization of virtual events, things like our partner customer forums, where we give our partners the opportunity to invite potential customers to a 30-minute webinar to learn more about UCaaS, so that their potential customers can make an educated buying decision on UCaaS when they're ready to make that decision. And we, for example, in Q3, we did over 65 of these virtual events in Q3 and generated a tremendous amount of interest in pipeline generation. So that won't go away either. Still, the physicality, the getting back to some of the physical events we do, surely will be part of 2021. And just my own personal opinion, I can't wait. Relationship in channel, in partnerships, it's critical. We need to get back to it. Our own human nature demands that we get back to it. So I'm looking forward to our return to some normalcy in that department.
Where can our listeners find out a little bit more?
You can always come to www.ringcentral.com. You can click on the partner tab if you want to learn more about our partner program. And of course, you can also find all the information on there in regards to the products and services that we're offering.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Resellers, speaking with Zane Long. He is the Senior Vice President, Global Partner Sales at RingCentral. Zane, as always, it's a pleasure, and your company is continuing to be in the forefront of everything that's going on as far as virtual telephony. So congratulations, and much luck to you. And I don't think it's luck. I think you guys have got the skill and the product for 2021. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Don. Appreciate the time.